This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, maybe, just maybe, for an agreement about a stimulus package that would include checks to every single American. There had been a strange collaboration that had been announced yesterday between one of the most conservative United States senators, the Honorable Josh Hawley of Missouri, and the most left-wing of all U.S. senators. His name would be Bernie Sanders. He's not even a Democrat. He's an independent of Vermont. They had agreed they were not going to allow anything to proceed in the Senate. And the emergency agreement they need to make to keep the government operating past Friday night, that agreement can be blown up by any one senator. And the government could grind to a halt in the midst of a pandemic and of a raging pandemic that may be leveling off, one can hope. And the impact of the vaccines should be good. Okay. They had said that they were not going to allow that to proceed unless there was some kind of COVID-19 relief package that included checks for Americans. Now, the checks are not going to be $1,200 like last time. They may be $600, they may be $700 per person. It's still significant. For most families, getting $1,400 in the mail, maybe even before Christmas, could be a very, very welcome development. And Bernie Sanders, I think, has pulled back from blocking this bill. The other thing about the bill is it's not as expensive as it had been initially proposed. The initial compromise bill that had been put forward by Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and Senator John Cassidy of Louisiana and many others was for $908 billion. They're now talking about $750 billion, and it will not, repeat, will not include aid passed on directly to states and to localities for emergency needs. It will include money for getting vaccines out there. The last statement from Chuck Schumer, who's very much involved in these negotiations, the goal line is in sight. So if anything breaks on this, we will let you know. This would be a good thing. There's also a reports and tweets, in fact, not just reports of President Trump's unhappiness with Mitch McConnell having recognized the win by Joe Biden and the fact that Joe Biden is going to be the next president. What Mitch McConnell had done is he said on the Senate floor yesterday, we played it for you, that he was congratulating Joe Biden on his victory. He made clear that was not the way I wanted it to turn out, but it did turn out that way. And then moving forward to a transition of power. And in his tweet, the president shared an article entitled Trump's Allies Slam Mitch McConnell for Congratulating Biden. And what President Trump said, it's too soon to give up. The Republican Party must finally learn to fight. People are angry. And again, is America so massively angry that they want to continue fighting on this election front? And based on what exactly? Well, the problem with mail-in voting? What problem? The mail-in voting worked the way it always does. And the idea that this was some kind of gigantic fraud, one of the things that the Supreme Court, it actually wasn't the Supreme Court, it was the Federal District Court in Wisconsin, where a judge appointed by President Trump said the objections that people have to the means and the rules of mail-in voting should have been raised by the President of the United States and by local Republicans, if they had those objections, before the election. To do it after the votes are cast really requires judges, and if there's going to be a challenge in the Capitol building, it requires senators and congressmen to throw out votes, and millions of them, that people actually cast in good faith. Yes, I do believe that's unlikely to happen. But that may be a great disappointment to CNN and MSNBC. There's a piece in the New York Times by John Coblin and Michael Grinbaum in the business section. And they report that CNN and MSNBC thrived during the Trump years. Trump described himself as the golden goose for the cable networks. And he was right. The more he called them fake news, the more people watched. And that's true. During the Trump years, CNN and MSNBC reached new heights in ratings and revenue while devoting countless primetime hours to frankly, I'm adding the word ruthless criticism of a White House antagonist, their viewers just could not quit. Now faced with a Trumpless future, top executives at the rival cable news networks have summoned star anchors and producers to private meetings in recent weeks, seeking answers to a pressing question: what's next? People at both networks know that viewers who abhorred President Trump may no longer need their nightly therapy sessions with the likes of Rachel Maddow or Don Lemon. And President-elect Joseph R. Biden seems unlikely to generate the 24/7 grist of drama and scandal and resurrected cable news, that resurrected cable news, taking it from a dying medium to a focal point of modern politics. So even as CNN smashed a 40-year viewership record last month, that's November, and MSNBC notched its highest rating since its founding in 1996, that's 25 years ago, journalists and executives at the networks say they are very uneasy about the year ahead. So what does that indicate? It indicates that if Trump does launch a new campaign, they're going to cover Trump day and night. Why? Well, first of all, there's an ideological component. They have always believed, and I think it's one of the reasons they've covered him so assiduously. They've covered him assiduously, first of all, because they make money on it. It's good for ratings. It's more interesting to watch a Trump rally than a Biden rally. Then Biden's speech the other night, which was a fine speech, but he was coughing pretty consistently. It was problematic. Now, that doesn't mean that Biden is going to be a disastrous president. It doesn't mean he's going to fall apart as president. It means that people are much less likely to pay attention to cable news and to MSNBC and to CNN in a Biden era. Mr. Trump's refusal to leave the political stage quietly has kept viewers watching through the post-election days. In recent weeks, CNN is regularly beating Fox News, the longtime number one cable news network in total viewers. CNN also leads Fox and every other network in the user-friendly bracket of adults under the age of 54 every day for more than a month. It's a longest winning streak since the aftermath of September 11th, 2001. For four straight weeks, Morning Joe has bested a Trump favorite, the Fox News morning show, Fox and Friends. Now, why is that? People love monster movies. They do. Always have. Disaster movies. And that's what they have had on offer, CNN and MSNBC, for a while. So what are they going to do now? We'll try to speculate. But speculation based on substance, coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is an underlying theme that emerges from this quick look at MSNBC and CNN, where they're all on suicide watch. because their sugar daddy, the guy who has supported their ballooning ratings, their increase in revenues, those networks have been doing very, very well. For the last year, the whole election has been great to them. And people love, they are fascinated by, particularly negative coverage of Donald Trump. And the whole idea that people like monster movies, that what they say here is that following the ratings, when there's good news for Trump, and the networks are kind of forced to report it, like the development of a vaccine, which is good news for the whole world, it's good news for the country, it's good news for me, it's good news for you, but it's also good news for Trump. People in the TV audience, I don't want to see that. Let's see people shouting at each other. Let's see people disagreeing and going for the throats of people on the other side. That's what makes for dramatic television. And President Trump very often has been very willing to oblige. You know what the worst period recently for MSNBC and CNN was, where their ratings just plummeted? Was when the Mueller report came in. And it amounted to pretty much a big heap of nothing. And no, it wasn't because of the way it was summarized by Bill Barr. He, by the way, wasn't at the cabinet meeting today. He's already home with his family. And leaving officially full-time on December 23rd. But here's the way the New York Times describes it. MSNBC's audience ballooned during the Trump presidency, providing hours and hours of talk on impeachment, the president's tax returns, Stormy Daniels, White House super spreader events, and the election. But MSNBC viewers can be fickle. Producers watched in amazement as ratings nosedived during good news periods for President Trump. Viewership dropped sharply, for instance, in the days after the release of the report on Mr. Trump and Russia by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, whose conclusion came as a disappointment to most Democrats. With Mr. Trump so central to MSNBC's rating surge, the New York Times reports, some producers see a slide coming. Others at the network say that Trumpism, with its attendant partisanship and politicization of society, will persist, keeping viewers locked in even after Mr. Trump is no longer in the White House. For now, MSNBC is focused on finding ways to introduce viewers to news programming on NBC Universal streaming service, Peacock, and network-branded podcasts. Until the answers materialize, MSNBC can stick to the business as usual, as Mr. Trump continues to cause agitation for its liberal viewers. This month, the Rachel Maddow Show is leading its Fox News competitor, Hannity, in the ratings for the first time since February of 2019, so in almost 2 years. Okay, so what does that mean? It means they will do everything they possibly can to encourage Trump to mount another campaign for 2024 to start with the rallies. It's going to be a lot more exciting than, the confirmation of Pete Buttigieg to be the Secretary of Transportation. Okay, I know he was appointed. Kayleigh McEnany actually was asked a question about all these Biden appointees. None of them have been wildly controversial, not yet. But she was asked about whether the Senate could take up Biden appointees before the inauguration. And here's that question and answer. It's clip 8.
Does the president oppose the Senate taking up Joe Biden's nominees before the inauguration?
I think that's a hypothetical, and you know he won't get ahead of that activity actually happening. But he has taken all statutory requirements necessary to either ensure a smooth transition or a continuation of power.
Okay, Again, there's still a maintenance to assure either a smooth transition or a continuation of power. I think that the conversation we had earlier with Professor Jeremy Mayer, it highlights just how unlikely it has become. I mean, profoundly unlikely to undo the election results. Again, what Mitch McConnell said yesterday, the Electoral College has spoken, so today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. He also congratulated Kamala Harris. Now, I know that there is a line going around in some conservative circles that why would you congratulate somebody for committing the crime of the century? Why would you congratulate somebody for actually cheating in the election? Well, the answer would be that you wouldn't. But you would want, at least in some sense, to try to work together with the new administration. Why? Because it's extraordinarily important for the country, especially to get vaccines out there, to deal with the remnants of the COVID pandemic, which are very, very real and very problematic, and to move on to some of the business of righting the economy and righting the budget, because we right now, I mean, nobody likes to talk about it because it's scary, but we have a $3 trillion a year deficit going on. And the idea that we are going to be distracted about that with continued partisan combat, that may benefit MSNBC. It may benefit CNN. But the idea that that benefits the United States of America in some way is dubious. And that's why I think it's fascinating to see the role in this pending deal that was played by a group called the Problem Solvers Caucus. Now, the Problem Solvers Caucus includes people like Mitt Romney, like Susan Collins, like John Cassidy of Louisiana. And the truth of the matter is that this is a caucus that has been sponsored, at least in part, and encouraged by the group No Labels. We've had people on from No Labels before. No Labels actually is a lobbying group that attempts to represent Democrats and Republicans equally and to encourage people to actually cooperate for the sake of the country. So why are they suddenly looking more relevant? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation. After the announcement, Biden took a few questions, including when he would be receiving the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't want to get ahead of the line, but I want to make sure that we demonstrate to the American people that it is safe to take. They're working on that plan right now.
Biden was then asked about his son, Hunter.
I'm confident.
That exchange was not in the official pool report. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy continues to recover amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The substantial reopening of the economy led to a rapid rebound in activity, and real GDP rose at an annual rate of 33% in the third quarter.
Powell says interest rates will remain the same. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Again, indicating that inescapable edge of longing and nostalgia that is so much a part of the most cherished Christmas songs. And speaking of longing, there's nothing quite as intense as longing when you don't get enough to eat. I know that a lot of people out there, not just people for religious reasons, I fast for religious reasons 6 days a year. There are 6 Jewish fast days in the calendar. And man, you feel at the end of the day, can you imagine not having anything to eat for 3 days at a time, 4 days at a time? Having to look at your children and not being able to feed them? That is what Next Generation Ministries would like you to do. This is a great operation. They are asking for support where your $10 contribution, if you can manage it, it's a great Christmas gift. You can give it in somebody's name. That feeds a hungry child for a full week. $200 feeds a family of 5 people for a month. Click at the banner for Next Generation Ministries, who are helping people in one of the hardest hit countries in the world, in Uganda. They do not have quite the terrorist problem that they seem to have in Nigeria. You know, there are 300 school children, boys this time, who were captured and kidnapped and are being held ransom by terrorists there. Africa is hurting. You can make a difference in a country where it really could be appreciated. The Next Generation Ministry is helping people regardless of their background or their faith commitments or anything else. Go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. Okay, apparently the latest is that Bernie Sanders and Josh Hawley, the odd couple, have agreed to go along with this new proposal. The new proposal leaves out the two most explosive and divisive elements of previous suggestions from all sides. It leaves out the idea of helping specific Democratic or other states. There's no direct aid to states. And there is also no liability protection from lawsuits. So it's not a perfect bill. It doesn't have everything in it. But, man, it would help the economy right now. And I think it would help the nation and help move us toward a more progress and cooperation. And there's a piece by Luke Broadwater about Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, who, according to most polling, is one of the two most popular governors in the country. And I think it's very telling that when you look at the two governors who have approval ratings upwards of 70% most of the time, it's Governor Larry Hogan, a moderate Republican of Maryland, and Governor Charlie Baker, moderate Republican of Massachusetts. And these are two guys who have done a conspicuously moderate, not crazy, not shut down business, not destroy everything, but reasonable and strong leadership regarding the pandemic. And the report from Washington says the bipartisan political organization No Labels named Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland a Republican as its new national co-chair, as it pushed lawmakers to embrace centrist policies in a new Congress. Mr. Hogan, who is trying to play a larger role in national politics as a second term as governor of a solidly Democratic state draws to an end in 2022, joins former Senator Joseph Lieberman, Democrat of Connecticut, in leading the organization, which supports the 50-member House Problem Solvers Caucus and a smaller group of eight centrist senators. The 50 members of the House Problem Solvers Caucus, that's the group that actually wrote this bill, which is going to come in at about $750 billion, saving the taxpayer money, and could actually make a very big difference for the country economically and for markets and the rest of it. And Governor Hogan will be said, Joe Lieberman said about Governor Hogan coming on to No Labels, he says, I expect Governor Hogan will be expanding our reach to the nation's governors. He's also been chairman of the National Governors Association. And the report says that over the summer, he made an ad for Senator Susan Collins, a moderate Maine Republican, who won a surprise victory, and a surprisingly easy victory up in Maine. And he campaigned for other Republican members of the Problem Solvers Caucus, including Representative John Katko of New York, who won. And Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Dan Bacon of Nebraska. It's going to get done in Congress, he said. This group is going to have a lot to do with getting it done. He's talking about the coronavirus relief bill. And what's fascinating to me is Mr. Hogan, who wrote in the name of Ronald Reagan for president this year, though he wasn't eligible to serve, emphasized that he had not engaged with only centrists, but also with conservatives and pro-Trump Republicans. He spoke at the Ronald Reagan Institute and endorsed Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, Republicans who are staunch supporters of President Trump. And they're both facing January runoff elections that could determine which party controls the Senate. I'm still a committed, what I would call, common sense conservative, Mr. Hogan said. with President-elect Joe Biden preparing to govern from the middle in a Congress where the majorities in both chambers will force compromise. The No Labels organization has been working to pair up Democratic and Republican lawmakers in both chambers to work out deals on some of the most intractable issues of recent years, including immigration reform and infrastructure spending. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, who's conservative, deeply so, said he would participate in the group's effort to reduce the national debt. Susan Collins said she would be partnering with Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia, to tackle the high cost of prescription drugs. This is an outside group that has made a vital difference and filled a real need for a group in the middle that's centrist, Ms. Collins said of No Labels. What we need are fanatical moderates. Now, you could say that being a fanatical moderate, as as strange as it sounds, is a contradiction in terms. But could it become stylish? Well, it won't be good for ratings for cable TV. But Kamala Harris herself seems to be getting behind at least the compromise deal that they're working out in Congress right now. She was on Good Morning America this morning, and what did she have to say? We will get to that. And then also President Obama talking about what the new president will be facing in terms of a legacy, and actually advising that new president not to be disrespectful or utterly destructive about the Trump legacy. Why? Because you want to continue a trajectory where it is positive. Surprising comments by the former president of the United States. We will get to that on the Medved Show. Tomorrow, we're going to be speaking again to a very controversial guest who has written a controversial book, but a book that's also become a major and influential bestseller. We'll be welcoming back Eric Michael Dyson, who I'm sure would take your challenges as well. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, actually preparing for the seventh day of Hanukkah is tomorrow. What we're actually dealing with today is it gets confusing. Today's the sixth day of Hanukkah. So we have two more days. And who actually generated some controversy, and everything she does is going to generate controversy, at least unless it involves attending funerals of foreign dignitaries, which is one of the major responsibilities of the vice president, or has been. But she was on Good Morning America this morning with Robin Roberts, and I don't think what she had to say here was particularly controversial at all. Listen to the vice president-elect.
I don't understand the hesitation. The people are suffering.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers I saw, one in six families in America are describing their children as being hungry. The number of small businesses that have had to permanently close or are in fear of permanently closing. The moratoriums on evictions and foreclosures are about to end. The people here in Washington, D.C. have got to stop living in a bubble. The people have a right to expect that their leaders in Congress see them and act in their best interest. You know, I can speak for Joe and me. We were elected to do a job, and we intend to bring everybody along who wants to do the job with us.
Okay, I think partially it's people listening to that, people like Speaker Pelosi, who, by the way, hasn't been, at least the last I checked, reelected as Speaker yet for a new term. She will have a House majority, but it's a much reduced House majority. And I do believe that there is a general sense of disgust at what Congress has been doing. And people are looking at Nancy Pelosi as part of that. And I think that's why she's been willing to back off on some of her major demands and bring us much closer to some kind of agreement. And I was also struck by something that that Barack Obama said, and I do think that both Kamala Harris and the president-elect Joe Biden are going to be listening to President Obama. He was being interviewed by Trevor Noah of Comedy Central. I know, look, you don't expect a former president of the United States to be going on Comedy Central. But Trevor Noah has become, like so many of the comedians on television, a major political commentator. Certainly has commented a great deal on the election and the after the election, the aftermath. But Trevor Noah asked him about the legacy that he received when he became a president and the way that Trump handled the legacy that Obama had left for him. Listen, it's clip 12.
You inherit a legacy, right? So if I come in as president and I can't undo the Iraq war, the decision to go into Iraq. Now, I can manage as best I can how we can wind down that war, mitigate some of the damage that's been done, but I can't reverse it.
Did you ever envy, though, how, like, Trump just came in and basically broke shit, though? Because, I mean, he didn't care.
No, I didn't envy it because I do care. And I do not think that is an option to simply pretend that the legacy of problems or issues that you inherit are somehow things you can just brush aside.
Okay, the point is not to take up at least some correction from what Trevor Noah said, where he was asked if he ever envied Trump just coming into office and breaking stuff. What is it exactly that Trump broke right away? You could say he broke all sorts of traditions, but the truth of the matter is, it is true what the Obama defenders say. The economy was growing modestly. Trump helped the economy grow, accelerated economic growth. But frankly, when you look at it, the opposition to Trump and the support for Trump, same thing. Neither one is based on some kind of radical change of policy. And by the way, the same was true for Obama. It's one of those things that I think should reassure people right now. I was talking about this yesterday a little bit. Obama came in, and there were all kinds of expectations for really substantive, transformational change. He was a hope and change candidate. He had talked a very, very liberal game when he was out there running for president. And then he won, and he won by an overwhelming margin. He won by even more in the popular vote, much more in the Electoral College, and Joe Biden won by. And he also won control of both houses of Congress. At the beginning of his term, he had 60 votes in the Senate, and he had a big majority in the House of Representatives, and is able to get anything he wanted. But did he go for some kind of radical, immediate change? He went for this unwieldy nightmare of Obamacare, wasted 2 years on it. And if you take a look at his foreign policy, mostly his foreign policy built on the excellent start that had been made by President Bush on the war on terror. It did, and as he recognized, you can't just change things all at once. You can't do that. And the idea that we went through Obama for all of his rhetoric about, I'm going to fundamentally transform the United States of America, if you take a look at the first 4 years or 8 years of the Obama administration, I'm not a fan of the administration. I don't think things were well handled. And I think if we change at all, we change in the wrong direction. But one of the geniuses of the founders was involved making it very, very difficult to undergo radical change. That's why Susan Collins' story about being a fanatical moderate, her claim in that regard, that goes along with the greatest of American presidents. By the way, very much including Abraham Lincoln and very much including George Washington and you could even argue including Ronald Reagan. Meanwhile, there's a movie from the 70s before we had Ronald Reagan. It's not from the 70s, a brand new movie. But it's actually set in the 70s, which is one of the things I don't really understand about the film. It's a thriller with comedic elements about a mother who's just adopted a baby, but is on the run from horrible bad guys. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a melodramatic thriller, Rachel Brosnahan plays a sheltered wife with a new adopted baby who's suddenly endangered when her criminal husband disappears. It's called I'm Your Woman, now available on Amazon Prime.
Is Eddie okay? Is anybody looking?
Everyone's looking, and they're looking for you too. You're not to talk to anyone.
I've never been on my own.
But in this edgy two-hour epic, she's never really on her own because her missing husband's old associates, played by the likes of Marcia Stephanie Blake and the excellent Arinze Kenne, keep turning up to help or to harm her. It's all pointlessly set in the 1970s, and the film does begin to drag. But it's impossible not to care about the vivid main character, especially with that crying baby in her arms. Rated R for loads of bloody violence and tough language. 2.5 stars for the edgy chase movie, I'm Your Woman.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And this is one of those films that's sort of a guilty pleasure. It doesn't really make any sense, but the characters are vivid and the action scenes, though they are very tough and brutal, are very well rendered. People, I think, respect Rachel Brosnahan from watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And again, she is a formidable actress, may even get some awards attention for this. Tomorrow on the MedVed Show, remember the war on Christmas? I've often commented, yeah, they made war on Christmas, and Christmas won. And it's not just because of President Trump, though, okay, say he helped. But the war on Christmas is back on, so says the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Why do we need this? We'll be talking to the folks from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And we'll also be talking about a new Democratic appeal, a demand of Joe Biden, abolish the death penalty on day one. And Michael Eric Dyson, controversial best-selling author, black pastor, talking about the future of our country, reconciling with it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.